Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Super excited for you to be here today and just really grateful that you value the Word of God in prayer. And we're making our way through the book of Exodus, and we're learning all about the tabernacle right now. This is from Exodus chapter 27, the whole chapter in the World English Bible, W.E.B. This is what it says. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square. Its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it. You shall overlay it with bronze. You shall make its pots to take away the ashes, and its shovels, its basins, its meat hooks, and its fire pans. You shall make all its vessels of bronze. You shall make a grating for it of network of bronze. On the net, you shall make 4 bronze rings in its 4 corners. You shall put it under the ledge around the altar beneath, that the net may reach halfway up the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. Its poles shall be put into the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar when carrying it. You shall make it hollow with planks. They shall make it as it has been shown to you on the mountain. You shall make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward. There shall be hangings for the court of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits long for 1 side. Its pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20 of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. Likewise, for the length of the north side, there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, and its pillars 20, their sockets 20 of bronze, the hooks of the pillars, and their fillets of silver. For the width of the court on the west side, there shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. The width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the gate of the court shall be a screen of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twisted twined linen, the work of the embroiderer, the pillars 4 and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court around shall be filleted with silver, their hooks of silver and their sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits and the width 50 throughout and the height 50 cubits. Of fine twined linen and their sockets of bronze. All the instruments of the tabernacle and all its service and all its pins and all the pins of the court shall be of bronze. You shall command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light to cause a lamp to burn continually. In the tent of meeting outside the veil, which is before the covenant, Aaron and his sons shall keep it in order from evening to morning before Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout the generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I'm just taken back by the preciseness, the precision, the pattern in which you have Moses instruct the people to create this 50 by 100 dimensioned tabernacle, and how this echoes what Moses saw in on the mountain. And then it also echoes the same format of the temple that was to come. And even during the time of Jesus, this is the echo of what the temple would have been in terms of the different courts and the places where people could be. And Lord, now we have learned, of course, that we are the temple of you. And there is this smaller spot inside in the center of us, this holy of holies, this place where we can commune with you and be with you and experience your presence. And so, Lord, today, for the weary, for the tired, for the world worn, for the grieving, for those who are weeping for no reason today, for the mentally ill, for the depressed, for the anxious, Lord, we need your presence. And in this verse, it talks about the oil beaten for the light to have a lamp burn continually. And Lord, we know that you are the light of the world, a city on the hill. And you've also have noted for us in the New Testament that we're that light and we're the city that can't be hidden. And so, Lord, first we need to experience your light. We need to have your light be shed on us. But then we want to be a light out in the world. Lord, I pray for our neighbors, wherever they may be. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be lights for those who are in darkness. Help us to be brave enough to talk about you to people we may not know very well. And Lord, I pray that this would be a week of evangelism and keeping our ear close to you to hear your promptings, to share you with many. And Lord, thank you so much that you will be with us always, even to the very end of the age. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, so today's podcast is brought to you by Kirsten Panacada, and her last name is spelled P-A-N-A-C-H-Y-D-A. And she's written a book that I think is really important. It's called Among Lions, Fighting for Faith and Finding Your Rest While Parenting a Child with Mental Illness. So this story, or this book, is for parents who need rest and protection. And she comes at this from her own experience. She writes, "The ambush of shock, the infection of resentment, the crocodile roll of defeat, Among Lions explores 10 beasts that can attack parents when a child has a mental illness." Each chapter includes defense strategies, illustrations from the author's experience, perspectives from other parents, which is super important that she also brings in other people's experiences, an application of scripture. She also has research and advice from mental health professionals, also very important, and practical pointers. And she draws on 3 years of when her teenage son first suffered the onslaught of bipolar disorder. So this book offers hope and constructive help. You can't escape the circumstances that attract these beasts. You can't fight them off by yourself, and you can't chase them away. But you can rest even while surrounded. Among Lions assures hurting parents that their souls can survive devastating crises with practical help, hope from God's word, and encouragement from a mom who has found rest even among the lions. And so pick up a copy at Amazon.com, or you can find out more on our website. It's Kirsten, K-I-R-S-T-E-N-P.com. So that's P for her last name, which is longer and harder to pronounce, Kirsten Panacada. So Kirsten, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, you can email Kristen. Sorry, there's Kristens and Kirsten's. Kristen at newsletter at marydemuth.com.